What about the one that you'd use to dry?
Dish towel.
And one that you might use when you're taking a bath?
Wash rag.
And to dry off
okay.
with?
Towel.
Okay. Say, over the sink, the thing the water comes out of, what do you call that?
It's the faucet.
And if it were in the yard that you would hook up a hose to?
I used to know what I called a lot of these things, and now my vocabulary has gotten very scrambled. I think that I call that a spigot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say on a portable water container, the thing that the water comes out of on that.
I would probably say faucet for that.
Okay. And if during the wintertime it got very cold and you went in the kitchen to turn on the water and nothing came out, more than likely the pipes last night.
Burst. The pipes had burst.
Okay. If you get so much colder, the pipes might.
Might burst.
Because yesterday they
burst. Okay. You should have introduced that by mentioning the flood, but go ahead.
That's true. What about the large thing that people used to have in the corner of the house to catch all the rain with the staves and the things that go around and hold it together?
A barrel.
And what would a smaller version of that that nails used to come in?
Keg.
And what about those things that go around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Hoops.
Do you have any name for a container that a fair amount of molasses or lard might come in?
None at all.
Well,
do you have to have something for that?
You were placing an order. What would you say?
A can.
Of lard or molasses?
I suppose.
Okay. You're not familiar with Stan, though?
No, not at all, no. Molasses, to me, I would only buy in a small bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I buy shortening in a 3-pound can, and that's the largest quantity I ever buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you pour in some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle or whatever, you don't want to spill it all over creation, you use a
funnel.
This thing that people might use to urge their horses to go faster if they were driving a buggy.
A whip.
And when you made your purchases this morning at the grocery store, the boy probably put them in so you could take them home.
In a paper bag.
Yeah. Or say if you were going to buy a fair amount of flour, say, 50 pounds or so, what would that probably come in?
Now, in the set phrase, I would say flour sack. But if I were talking about just the thing itself, I would probably still say bag.
What about something like a lot of pecans or a lot of fertilizer or corn, something like that made out of very heavy, coarse, rough material? What would you call it?
I think toe sack would be the term that I've heard.
You
the burlap for the material itself, and perhaps burlap bag, but I think toe sack is more natural.
Do you ever say croaker sack?
Never. Never.
Say, if a farmer had a lot of corn he had to take to the mill to be ground, the amount that he could take at one time, any term for that?
No.
What about if a man were chopping wood, say, the amount of wood that he could carry at one time in his arms? What would you say he was carrying?
An armful.
Okay.
You could say an armload.
Okay. And if this burns out, you have to replace the
light bulb.
And if you were going to hang out your clothes to dry, you might take them out in a
basket.
And, I was talking about putting some liquid in a bottle, something that you might put in the top to keep it from spilling out.
Stopper.
What would that be made of?